Was it a full bottle of Jack Daniels when you started?
Yes, it was.
That's a pretty good buzz.
Men bonding over shared liquor.
He and his friend were drinking from the bottle. I was sipping a little.
Why would you drink out of the same bottle?
But the real nastiness was about to begin.
All of a sudden, a fist hits me. Didn't see him, didn't see the fist coming, and he hit me.
Even your neighbors say, sir, that when you drink too much, you break things.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. This is Judge Judy. Christopher Smith is suing his former landlord-to-be, Robert Dawson, for the return of his security deposit and first month's rent.
Order. All rise.
Case number 254 on the calendar in the matter of Smith versus Dawson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. Smith, how long have you known Mr. Dawson?
Didn't know him prior to answering a Craigslist ad.
And the Craigslist ad was to rent a room.
I have a copy of the ad. Yes.
So you went and took a look at the room.
Yes.
You liked it. You gave him a deposit for the room.
I gave him, yes.
And in total, how much of a deposit did you give him?
I gave him $100 to hold the room until the 1st, then I gave him $1,000 on the 1st.
1st of?
June.
And in what month did you give him the $100 to hold the room?
The day before.
Oh, so practically immediately.
I responded to the ad. My notes here.
Got it. Okay. And then you were not going to move in June 1st, is that right?
Correct.
Why?
I had a comfortable leeway for moving from one room to another. I believe it was about 12 days before I had to be out.
Okay.
So I wasn't in any particular hurry.
So you were going to move things in slowly.
That was the plan.
And for some strange reason, you decided to go over and socialize with Mr. Dawson.
Well, in addition to measure the room.
Measure the room and socialize.
Yes.
Because you brought a bottle of alcohol.
Yes.
What kind of alcohol did you bring?
A bottle of bourbon.
Do you like bourbon?
It was actually bourbon? Jack Daniels.
I'm just asking you.
A bourbon, no.
Bourbon.
Jack Daniels is what it was, and I do like Jack Daniels.
Oh, so he brought Jack Daniels?
Yes, a fifth.
Could that have been? He seems to know.
It was Jack Daniels.
Okay. I don't know one from another. I just know my vodkas. Now, you went over to measure the room and brought over the Jack Daniels on what date?
The 4th of June.
And were you drinking with him, Mr. Dawson?
Yes, I was.
Anybody else drinking with the two of you?
Yes, my neighbor was over there.
A male or a female?
It was a male.
So the three guys were drinking?
Yes.
This bottle of Jack Daniels. Was it a full bottle of Jack Daniels
full,
when you started?
Yes, it was.
And when you finished, was it half full or was it empty?
It was completely empty.
So everybody was pretty well snookered?
Yes, we were. We were, yes.
And then there was some sort of a kerfuffle. A fight. I don't know what happened. You're going to tell me what happened. However, this is what your case is about. Because you had this fight with each other, you never moved into the room.
Correct.
And you want your deposit back.
Yes.
That's part of it. Then.
And the first month's rent.
Did you also give him the first
month's rent? I gave him a first end of $100.
Well, that's what I have.
Okay.
$1,100. You
right.
gave him $100 and $1,000.
Yes.
So the first thing is you want that back.
Yes.
And then you want punitive damages because you say that during this kerfuffle that you had, he assaulted you.
Yes, he did.
Mr. Dawson says that you came over, you all got drunk, and you filed false charges against him for assaulting you. He spent a little time discussing it with the police. They did not file charges against him, and he has a counterclaim. Okay. How drunk were you, Mr. Dawson? Quantify it on a scale of 1 to 10. With 1 being not drunk at all.
I would
and
say
10 being blitzed.
I would say probably about a 7.
A 7?
Yes.
That's a pretty good buzz.
It was. It was a good, yes.
And Mr. Smith, you see, first of all, I have to tell you, I think he's being honest with me, that he was pretty buzzed. I expect the same kind of honesty from you.
Certainly.
Great. So on the 4th of June, when you three guys are sitting around doing the bottle of Jack Daniels, on the same scale of 1 to 10, how buzzed were you?
In as much as I had a couple of other appointments for later in the evening, I would say maybe 2. I was sipping Jack Daniels. They were drinking Jack Daniels.
Give me on my scale of 1 to 10.
2.
A 2.
Yes, ma'am.
No way.
Then I'm going to let you tell me what happened.
Well, he and his friend were drinking from the bottle. I was sipping a little. I'd take a little sip, put the cap back on it, set it down on the table.
No glasses? Did it?
No, ma'am.
No mixer.
So you were drinking from the cap of the Jack Daniels?
No, from the bottle.
Oh, you would
take the cap off, take a sip, put the cap on, set the bottle back down.
And you never knew them from before, right?
No, not at all.
Why would you drink out of the same bottle? Disgusting.
I've never had an issue with it before.
Who were you?
Ray Reen Cauliflower, Mr. Smith's caregiver and best friend.
You don't kiss him on the mouth, do you?
No. No, I don't.
Okay. So now they're, what is it called, swigging? And you're sipping?
Yes.
And then what happened?
I had another appointment. I went out to my motor scooter. I made a phone call. A gentleman that I was going to meet with wasn't available. I put my document bag in the box on the back of my motor scooter, was backing up, went to leave. I felt something. I turned around and looked. My document bag was gone, which carries my phone, my wallet, my keys, all of my belongings, and saw him going back into the house.
Saw him?
Just the back of him going into the house. I went back into the house, saw the bag on a table, picked it up. As I'm walking back out of the house towards the back door, there's a stairway. I believe it's like a half a bath right there. All of a sudden, a fist hits me. Didn't see it. Didn't see him. Didn't see the fist coming. And he hit me.
How do you know it was him and not the neighbor?
I mean, I didn't see it coming. I saw him after he hit me.
Oh.
And I just continued right on out the back door, got on my motor scooter and rode home. Got my pickup truck, went to the police department.
When you say a motor scooter, is that like a mini motorcycle?
Yes, it's a very small motor, well, a motor scooter, no pedals, but it has a very small engine. It goes about 30 miles an hour, 35 miles an hour.
What do you need a caregiver for?
I'm disabled. My left arm and shoulder, this arm is pretty much useless. It's paralyzed. My neck is all fused from a previous accident. I've got a replacement.
You drive a motor scooter and your neck is all fused? I'm just asking you what you need a caregiver for. What does she do for you?
She helps me with just my transportation.
Is this a double scooter or a single scooter?
Oh, no, she doesn't ride with me. I just use this to run my errands around town.
Who pays her?
Oh, she's not paid. She's a friend.
She's a friend of yours?
Yes.
I mean, she identified herself as a caregiver.
I am a caregiver.
She is a professional caregiver, and she helps me. She assists me in
anything
I have.
Who pays you?
Nobody pays me. I actually help him financially. He's my best friend for many years.
So you're not his caregiver?
Well, yeah, I am. I just don't get paid for it.
Okay. Now, did you see a doctor? Did you go to the hospital?
I went to the hospital.
I'd like to see the record from the hospital, please.
And
do you have a police report, sir?
Yes, I have a police report.
I'd like to take a look at that, too.
Here's a police report.
Thank you.
Here's an invoice from the hospital.
Yeah, I... And I assume, sir, that I look and see what you're suing for, that most of these charges were paid for by your insurance.
Being as they were paid by insurance, I saw no need to try to get restitution. I have a picture of the injuries.
I'd like to see that, please.
My glasses were broken. I have the broken glasses and a receipt for replacements. Estimate for replacements. Yeah, there's stitches over the left eye.
Got it. I saw a wound repair.
Okay.
On the hospital record. Okay. Well, I've read the police report here, the police's observation of you on that night, sir, and clearly you were at least a 7 on the drunk scale. And you are, Mr. Dawson.
Yes, ma'am.
Clearly responsible for his assault.
No.
Yes, sir. You're clearly responsible for his assault because even the police noted the swelling to your hand.
I didn't have any swelling on my hands.
Well, maybe the police officer was wrong.
I'll be honest with you. Whatever happened to him, I was upstairs. I went upstairs for 15 minutes. I actually got sick. I wasn't feeling good, so I went upstairs. I was up there for 10, 15 minutes. I come downstairs. Nobody's there. My friend is gone. He's also gone. There's holes in my drywall. The screen was ripped off the front door. There was a lot of damage. And I had no idea what had happened. So what I did was I called the police. Because I was very upset. Nobody was there. And there was a lot of damage to my house. Big hole in the drywall. Like I said, the damage that was done to the screens was, it took a lot of force. What's that?
Where was your neighbor that you were drinking with?
He split. Like I said, I wasn't feeling good. I got sick. So I went upstairs, and I come down 10 minutes later, they're gone. And there's like a rag with blood on it. I mean, I did not know what happened. I definitely did not punch him. I never had an argument. He was going to live there as far as I knew. When the cops showed up 2 hours later and told me that I had punched him, I didn't know where that came from. I didn't know that he had got punched.
Listen to me. Even your neighbors say, sir, that you drink too much, and when you drink too much, you break things.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
He bought the house on June 26th.
He never showed us any proof of that.
He doesn't have to show you proof of anything. You had no business being in that house. You're squatters.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christopher Smith says his former landlord-to-be, Robert Dawson, owes for the return of his security deposit and first month's rent, and a drunken assault.
Yeah, that's what your neighbors say to the police, that you drink too much, and when you drink too much, you break things.
I don't know of anything that I've broken.
Well, I'm just telling you. Are you right-handed, sir?
I am right-handed.
Right. And the police officer actually observed your right hand swollen.
My hands have been destroyed from, but there was no red marks. There was no, if I had punched him, there would have been, my hand
Anything
would have been.
Anything else you want to tell me? Good. Thank you very much. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,500. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I'm the kind of guy that if we had gotten an argument and we had gotten in a fist fight, I would have said I punched him.
It's the first time I've ever been hit. I'm not a little guy.
But, you know, this happened, and then there was a fight.
I was surprised I didn't go down when I saw the damage to my eye.
Never happened, never argued with the guy, never had a problem.
I'm thinking, wow, this guy clocked me big.
No more drinking Jack Daniels out of the bottle.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Woods, Parker versus Rodriguez, step forward.
Kamari Woods and her husband, Mark Parker, are suing Jorge Rodriguez for disposing of their possessions, including their dog, after he purchased the house they were living in.
Your last name is?
Parker.
And you're Miss Woods. You
yes.
are married?
Yes.
And do you have a child?
Yes.
Correct. How many?
One.
How old is that child?
A year and 3 months.
Before last summer, you didn't meet this man. You didn't know him.
Not formally, no.
You didn't know him, or you did know him?
Well, he was a friend of the previous owner. So he would be around the premises.
Had you ever met him before?
Not introduced.
Did you know his name?
No.
Did you know their name?
No, ma'am.
You're not related to each other or anything?
No.
There's no reason he would pay your rent, right?
No.
Or any of your expenses?
No.
Right? Gas or electric or water? Because he didn't know you a thing, right?
No.
So this is what this case is about. You rented a room in a house a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And last November, according to your complaint, you were notified by the owner of the house from whom you were renting this room, because you didn't rent the whole house, just a room
mm-hmm.
in the house, that the owner was no longer going to be paying his mortgage. He was letting the house go into foreclosure, just letting you know so you could start to look for someplace else to live, right? Speak.
Yes.
Being the smart person I am, I assume that at that point you stopped paying rent.
Yes.
Right. So you paid no rent to anybody. And you became squatters in this house.
Yes.
Paid no rent in November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. Paid no rent. And at some point, Mr. Rodriguez bought the house from the bank?
Yes, ma'am.
In what month and year did you buy the house from the bank?
On June 26th of 2014.
How much did you pay for it?
$185,000.
And you had a mortgage?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you put down any cash?
Yeah.
How much?
5% of the value of the house.
And when you got to look at your house, lo and behold, you find Parker and Woods.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You gave him a sob story that you had no place to go.
We did not tell him that.
You mean he said, I'm paying the mortgage on $185,000. I don't know you from a hole in the wall. I don't even know your name, and you could stay in my house and not pay rent?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kamari Woods and Mark Parker claim Jorge Rodriguez disposed of their possessions, including their dog,
after he purchased the house they were living in.
So now you speak to him. This is from your complaint, and he says, I need my house back. You haven't paid rent in 10 months.
Okay.
And on what date does he come and introduce himself to you in your home?
Towards the end of July, of June, I apologize.
End of June, which is about the time he put down his deposit, closed the house, started paying his mortgage.
He came and told us that he would be purchasing the house, but he had to bring it up to code because the inspector found things wrong with it. And he said it's fine if we stay along with our other
roommates. Just a second. He bought the house on June 26th.
He never showed us any proof of that.
He doesn't have to show you proof of anything. You had no business being in that house. You're squatters. You either are squatters for the bank or squatters for the owner. Whatever you are, you have no right to be there. So, according to both of you say, Mr. Rodriguez was very nice. And you gave him a sob story that you had no place to go, and he said, I'm going away on vacation.
That didn't happen.
We did not tell him that.
Oh, when did he tell you to leave? When did he tell you to leave?
He never
told us to leave.
You mean he said, I'm paying the mortgage on $185,000. I don't know you from a hole in the wall. I don't even know your name, and you can stay in my house and not pay rent?
Along with the other people that were living
there. I don't care about any. I have nobody else here. I just care about you.
He came and told us in July that towards
the
middle
of July. In June. You just told me June.
Yeah, in June, he told us he would be purchasing the house, and he came back in July a few weeks later and asked us for $600. I said, I'll pay you if you can come up with a rental agreement, have something in writing. I just didn't want to hand over $600 cash with no proof of, you know, any receipts, no nothing. So I said, if you show me a rental agreement, then that'll be fine to pay you. So then he got in my face and became aggressive towards me. So my husband had to step in and come between us and kind of settle the situation. So after that incident, my husband and I decided that we were going to begin moving out.
Not begin. It's July.
Yes.
When did you move out?
We began moving out.
That began. When did you move out?
In July. We started moving out. It took us a while because my husband and I work opposite schedules.
And we do
he
have
don't care.
That
That's
week.
Not his problem.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on.
When did you move out?
Then at the end of July.
Quiet. End of July. When did you come back from vacation?
August 10th.
August 10th?
Yes.
And when he came back on August 10th, he found a lot of stuff in the house.
Yeah, our dog included.
Just a second. Now, you, according to you, have moved out the end of July, because that's what you just told me. You moved out the end of July. So when you moved out the end of July, I must assume, based upon what you say here in court, under oath, both of you a second ago, and what you wrote here, you left the dog in the house. Because you say that he came home in August, and you came back to the house and found all your furniture gone, including your dog, in August. What was your stuff doing in the house in August?
We were in the process of moving
out. Okay, so now, Mr. Parker, let me tell you this. I can't give Mr. Rodriguez back what would be what we call goods for services for money because you actually occupied his home, both you and your junk, for 2 months while he owned it, for zero money. But you had the audacity to sue him for your stuff when you stood here and just said to me, we started to move out in mid-July. We didn't pay him rent, even though he asked for money. Didn't pay him rent. We moved out the end of July. He comes back August 10th, and according to you, he finds your dog there, which he says was not there, of course, and all your furniture that you're suing for. You want how much? $5,000 for stuff that you allegedly left there after you moved out.
Well, we were willing to pay the rent. I just asked for a rental agreement.
Goodbye. You can sucker somebody else. You squatted for 10 months in a house where you know you had no business squatting.
He was
you moved out in
with.
July. Goodbye.
He didn't throw away the other people's
He never threw away the other people's stuff.
Good.
There was
what part of goodbye don't you
dog.
Understand? I know what part of goodbye they'll understand when I leave. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Parties are excused. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You've been doing business with a thief.
A secondhand store owner's sketchy inventory.
Mr. Nunez sold you a stolen dirt bike.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not getting a good feeling.
Next, Judge Judy.
I'm frustrated mostly about my dog.
You know, imagine a person who loses, the case.
And the fact that he gets to come by the house.
He's going to say anything he wants, you know.
Of the previous owner and sleeps with his ex-wife.
You know, they are lying.
And not throw away none of their stuff. But he gets rid of all of ours.
And now he starts to playing the victim.
How is that? That doesn't make sense to me.
Never trust a person.